my fungus ointment for the feet.
Good afternoon and happy, happy new year to you. Welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm so glad you could join us today. Yeah, happy new year. It's cold where I am, and yeah, it's a rude awakening that it is winter, but it is a new year, and we are so glad that you can join us today. I hope that whatever you want will happen for you, whether you have resolved to do something to your body, to your mind. I hope it comes into fruition. And speaking of resolving or making resolutions, have you ever wanted to resolve to make yourself a better person in regard to your skin, your stress level, cellulite, getting rid of aches and pains naturally? Well, we have a treat for you. By popular demand, you wrote to us and you asked about Dr. Goldston from the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine, and I am going to deliver her back to you, along with Robert White. You asked about him as well, so we're going to have both of them on the show today. We're going to talk about a lot of good stuff. Dr. Goldston, we didn't even touch on this the last time, but she had developed her own homeopathic product. One of the products that we're really going to talk about is her cellulite ointment, and we're going to touch on that. And we're going to also talk about all the different procedures that the Institute can provide that will target specific areas. And I want to read something to you that I thought was really, really nice that Dr. Goldston had wrote. She wrote, "Spring cleaning for our bodies and our mind." And a lot of us don't think that, you know, when we resolve to do something, we always resolve to lose weight, we resolve to stop drinking as much, we resolve to stop eating a lot of chocolate. You know, that's not on my resolve list, so I'm just letting you know. But I am resolving to have a cleaner spring clean my body and my mind, and I do want you all to join in on the conversation if you want. Please, you know, send me your comments or your emails at TheBeautyFiles2 on Twitter, and we'll try to get your questions in as well. Dr. Goldston, Robert White, thank you for being on the files today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I prefaced it and I said cleaning the body and the mind, or cleansing the body and the mind, I'm sorry. And I want to, you know, let our audience know some of the wonderful things that the Institute, Washington Institute of Natural Medicine, provides. So I'm going to start out, and I did say something about the cellulite ointment, so I'm going to do that last because I know a lot of people wanted to know about that. But the first thing I want to talk about is the lymphatic drainage. Now, fancy name, a lot of people don't know what it means. Give us some background on the lymphatic drainage. What does that do for us?
Sure, sure. Well, lymphatic drainage is a specialty type of body work that licensed healthcare practitioners use, such as massage therapists and nurses. And this type of technique is good to help remove inflammation from the body. So if there's swelling, for instance, in the ankles, or, you know, we have ladies come in and they have swelling after facelift surgery.
Hmm.
It also helps remove toxins from the tissue sites, typically in the skin area or directly below the skin. The lymphatic system is a grouping of lymph nodes in particular locations, for instance, in the clavicle area, and the clavicle is right in the shoulder area, behind the knees, the bends of the elbows. And these are little cleaning mechanisms in our body, the little small areas. They're like little filters that filter our tissues, and it filters about 60% of the fluid from the human body. And when it filters through those lymph nodes, then it gets pushed through lymph vessels, which are like little channels. And then these little channels dump the fluid that is removed from the tissue sites directly into the bloodstream, there by being filtered then through the liver and then exiting the body through the kidneys.
Hmm. Okay. Can you tell us, like, exactly what you do to, if I come in, what exactly do you do? I come in, I guess I disrobe, or you sit down, you talk with me, you ask me some questions, I'm assuming, and then you take it from there.
Yes, well, we first bring a client in and we have them fill out a health questionnaire, which is very important because we want to make sure they're receiving the proper treatment. And then after they fill out their health questionnaire, we interview them prior to the treatment to see what their goals are for that particular method. And then we'll start, asking them to undress based on the therapy that we're giving them. Everybody's a little bit different. Some people want us to concentrate on certain areas of the body. Then some people want a full body lymphatic drainage. And mm-hmm. when they do that treatment, the practitioner is applying direct downward pressure to the lymph nodes and then gentle strokes along the lymph vessels to help remove the fluid. And I'd like Robert to make a comment because he, not only do I do the treatment, but of course Robert does it, and he's our head massage therapist, and he has some good comments about that.
Oh, sure, Robert.
Hi. Well, yeah, lymphatic drainage is very, it makes you feel like you're walking on air afterwards.
Oh.
Like Dr. Goldstein said, it can be very comforting, very relaxing. And it's a very, very light touch. A lot of people who come into us from a lot of the deal houses come in and they just see massage, but they don't know what lymphatic drainage is. Some people do. And it could be used for a number of things, like Dr. Goldstein said, post-surgery, chemotherapy treatments for cancer patients. We're looking at doing some studies here around postpartum lymphatic drainage.
Wow.
Swelling, detoxification, like I said, after surgery and detoxification in general, because, you know, the environment dictates how our body reacts to things. So
it right.
be, and it's, you know, the stress, anything our bodies can react to, it's going to have a byproduct.
Right.
Whether it is physical, which means you can put your hands on it and it's tangible, or esoteric, you know, it could be some energies from emotions or any type of sexual connections you've had. So, you know, it takes on a different type of character when you're actually doing lymphatic drainage. So it can really be beneficial.
And now, if you mentioned something about stress, so this process could help someone if they were going through some type of stress or postpartum depression or something of that nature.
Well, not really. It can support them.
Okay.
Physically, you know, from the swelling and the byproducts.
Right,
you know, if we have stress, you know, you feel that tension and whatever. Well, that's physical, yeah. But what about,
exactly.
You know, what is it going to dump into your system? What is it going to squeeze at the muscles? What is it going to happen? Are you going to smoke more? Are you going to drink more?
All of that
brings on. That's just the physical part. Now, if you don't partake in smoking or drinking, so what are you going to do? You're going to go outside, you're going to run in dirty air, or you're going to sit there and be tight and let your muscles just squeeze all this. It's like a sponge, squeeze it all out into your bloodstream.
Right.
So, you know, that's the way it comes. It comes in different forms.
And you've mentioned that, you know, once the process or a procedure was over, that you feel like you're walking on air. Why am I feeling like that? What has happened that make me feel like that?
Well, there's inflammation and it's removed from the tissue. So when inflammation is removed, of course, toxins are removed from the tissue sites, you feel like you can move more easily. For instance, arthritis is an inflammatory process. So
right.
if you help remove inflammation from those joints, the person's going to move more easily. And there's something quite interesting about lymphatic drainage, which a lot of people may not even know about, but if somebody has allergies and they have swelling in the sinuses, and those sinuses feel that pressure. It's going to release that pressure from the sinuses. They're going to breathe better. And also, with allergies, a lot of people don't realize that there can be swelling in the brain due to allergic reactions. So when you do that lymphatic system, it's also cleansing the brain, which is really kind of interesting and fascinating because it kind of clears the cobwebs out and you can think more clearly.
Wow, that is very interesting. The next procedure that I want to touch on is I got another question, but I'll come back to it because we have a lot of things to cover. Liposage, fancy name. Sage meaning I guess massage. Lipo meaning as in liposuction. Do I want to go there?
Well, it's in that category, but we're not doing liposuction. That would be
right. Okay.
But lipo has to do, the word is related to adipose tissue or fat cells. And we are working on releasing the fat cells through the lymphatic system, and they're also helping break up adhesions from cellulite.
Hmm. Okay. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm curious to know about that, because I was looking at some of the before and after pictures of the procedure, and it's amazing. But how many times would a person have to come in to get that, the after? I invite you guys to go onto the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine so you can see the before and after pictures, because they're amazing pictures. But how many times would I have to come in to get that?
Well, usually when a client comes in for liposage, once again, we do the intake to make sure that they're getting the appropriate treatment for their issue, their complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, usually, me being a man, I never suggest, but I ask them what areas would they like to concentrate on. And 9 times out of 10, ladies, you know where it is. I'm not gonna... So those are the areas that we concentrate on. Now, the actual massage is done very aggressively with the cream that Dr. Goldstein has formulated, and it's done with a kneading and a plucking and a massage and an effleurage, just really concentrating on those areas. And with that, you're not only getting a sweetish, a deep tissue, but also lymphatic movement also. So, you know, it's a wonderful treatment. People feel like, you know, I have to wait for a while before they get up off the table because their legs feel like jelly. Their abdomens are very smooth. They feel very smooth, actually moved around some of the matter inside their colon. And, you know, it just really helps with a lot of movement of lymph and other material.
So now when you're done, are you supposed to, like, are you supposed to drink water? Are you just supposed to, you know, go on your merry way? And how long does that effect last? I mean, is this a permanent solution, but I'll let you answer that. But how long does the residual effects last?
Well, you know, it lasts, the residual effect, like a massage, it lasts maybe a day or two.
Uh-huh.
To answer your first part of your question earlier when you asked, you know, how many times should you get this treatment, usually you may start seeing significant difference in 3 treatments. Now,
mm-hmm.
just 3 treatments, you begin to see a change, but it's often suggested that the client come for at least 8 treatments, and they could definitely see a significant difference. They could take their own before and after pictures.
Wow.
They can get ready for the beach because it's coming. Oh. What I've been told looks like cottage cheese. It's
right.
And it's very smooth. And it does, you know, the skin is very smooth. It's softer. The tissue's softer. The cells are coming back. New cells are coming. So it does a wonder for the skin and the appearance.
Yeah, it gives a brilliance to the skin.
Right. Okay. And so my next question, Robert, you know, I'm not one of them, you know, if you ain't seen it before, you know, whatever, but there are a lot of women out here who, you know, they would not want a guy to, you know, they're so embarrassed by it. It's like, I'm coming in here to get this done. I'm not embarrassed about it, but you do have some women who would be embarrassed for a guy to see all that cellulite or whatever. How do you make them feel at ease, Robert?
Well, usually beforehand, if the person does call the Washington Institute, we try to accommodate everyone 100%. So
mm-hmm.
if issue and someone would like to have a gender-specific therapist, by all means, they can request it. That would definitely take care of that issue on the outset. Now, once they're in the room, I still, you know, question very, you know, appropriately where the areas are and how are they feeling, and if they have any issues or anything they would like to discuss with me, now's the time. Now,
right.
From when I went to massage school, we had a course called Communication of Touch.
Okay.
The session actually starts when I make eye contact with the client in the waiting area. So from that point on, I am observing their body language. So usually I can usually gauge on what is actually going on, and I can actually suggest, even ask, you know, are you comfortable with a male therapist? If not, you know, something else can be arranged. Right. But for the most part, you know, I tell them, I said, you know, I ask them, I said, so what is your goal? You know, I want to be all right for the summer. I'm going for a cruise. Well, I keep them grounded to their vision, you know, and hopefully that they'll feel comfortable enough after that for me to support them, and they could keep coming back and they see that it works. So I try to have them really focus on their goal and where they see themselves after the treatments are completed.
Now, in regards to a request for either a male or female practitioner, the client needs to look at their male massage therapist just like they would with their medical doctors, many medical doctors that are male.
Right.
And we, you know, the male practitioners here, just as the female, they are licensed professionals. And they have to see it that way from a medical standpoint,
right,
versus a social standpoint.
Exactly. And I just got an email for Robert to speak up a little bit because they couldn't hardly hear you that well. So I'm just, you know, throwing it out. They want you to be a little bit more on the, I guess, the phone or the mic so they can hear you a little bit better because they said they couldn't hear you that well.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. There you go. So now my next question is going to be cost. But before I ask you about cost, I want to go back to that question one more time about, you say that when you first see someone, you know, you learn in your massage class that, you know, the initial contact. So you can kind of gauge if someone is coming to you and they're a little bit more apprehensive about a man touching them or performing this particular type of therapy.
Yes, that is correct. And that's just not with only women. That's with men, too. Men come in and they...
Right, okay. That was going to be my next question. What about men?
men are pretty straightforward. Look, I want a female. That's in a discussion. Okay, that's what you get.
Right.
Women, some women are, you know, they come and they're very coy and they request it. And we, you know, and like I said, here at the Washington Institute, we try to accommodate everybody 100%. But
okay.
Then, you know, it's basic, some of the skills, you know, basic human communication. If they're clothed, if their arms are folded, if they're looking around, if they're really speaking low, you know, those are basic, you know, basic earmarks. You know, that something's not right or they're uncomfortable. And again, once I talk to them and find out what their goals are, I have them really focus on their goals, and all the little other stuff is just piece. It's just work. It's just work to get past. I mean, we get to do this. This is what they requested. You know, it's going to take a while to go away. It took a while to get there. Just
right.
Make them comfortable and beautiful as much as they are.
And
now,
Dr. Golston touched on a really good point. She said, you know, you're like a medical doctor. I mean, it's like, you know, you got to treat it as a procedure that, you know, when you go into your doctor's office and they tell you to take off your clothes and put that godforsaken wrap on that exposes all
right.
of your butt. I mean, I don't even know why they even put, just keep the clothes off because that doesn't cover up anything. But I look at it the same way you did, Dr. Golston. I'm coming to get a procedure that's going to help me look better. So
right.
You do what you got to do. You know, you can see what you got to see. You know, you don't have to see me ever again, but long as you get rid of the cellulite, me and you are best friends.
Yeah, and then also, you know, the practitioners are trained in draping the human body. So
right.
They're only to expose the area, one area at a time that
right.
The client has requested to work on. So if
exactly.
It happens to be the thighs, then they're going to drape the rest of the body with sheets or towels and then work on just one area at a time. So it's not like the whole body's uncovered at any given time. It's just certain portions are uncovered that the client has requested to work on.
And the person who sent me that question, I hope that answered your question about, and she said, yeah, she was wondering about how much stuff you had to remove. But I remember when I got a massage, and you're right, the draping, they'll take one part, they'll put it on another part, and they'll start on that area, they'll drape it, they'll put it on another area. So you're really not exposed. I mean, you're getting everything done, and maybe I'm just a little bit more open to it, but it really didn't matter to me. But that's me. I'm just answering the question for someone who's a little bit more apprehensive. So I really appreciate you answering both of you guys that. I guess the next question is, how much does it cost?
It depends on the practitioner that you see. The prices vary. But when it comes to the liposage treatment, it's anywhere between the $85 to $95 range for an hour's treatment.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, Robert did touch on your cellulite ointment, or is it cellulite? So I want to talk about that. What makes this so fantastic? Because I've been hearing a lot about your cellulite ointment.
Yes, well, this is a formula I created approximately 10 years ago because women were coming in to me and saying, do you have something that I can rub on to this cellulite because, you know, they're not happy with their cellulite.
Right.
And of course, at that time, I had already studied homeopathy and was practicing as an integrative homeopath. And so I decided one day just to sit down and do research, and I was looking up of the different problems that occur with cellulite. And I was thinking, well, all right, what is causing the puckering of the skin? Well, from what I learned, it was adhesions that were attached to the skin that were pulling on the skin. So then I looked up homeopathics related to this tight tissue and these adhesions, and I put that into the formula. Part of it, the ladies wanted to reduce the area, make it smaller. So then I selected did research on this homeopathic remedy that helps with fat metabolism. So I just kept, researching and looking up each little problem, each little component related to the cellulite. And as a result, I came up with a formula that has, let me see, I have it right here in front of me, 1, 2, 3, 4 homeopathic ingredients. One of which, by the way, is also helpful for inflammation because a lot of times area there's swelling in that particular region.
Yeah. And you just simply just you take it out, you rub it. Is there a certain way you have to apply it?
Well, we have all the therapists use my special ointment in the treatment, and so it's being applied to them through the liposage treatment. Now, when the clients use it themselves, they can just massage it on the areas of concern. But what they can do is get a little bit of helpful hints from their practitioner, and the practitioner will tell them what particular techniques they could use on themselves when they get home, some of the liposage techniques.
Okay. Because now, if a person calls and book a massage, should they say, I want a liposage, or is it, I guess there is a difference, because I will throw this out there. I have a massage booked there next weekend, and I'm so excited. I love your place so much. This is like the third time I've been there, but I need to make sure, do a person need to make sure they ask for the liposage versus just a massage?
Absolutely, because we have quite a few massage therapists here and nurses on staff, and they're trained in different forms of bodywork techniques, and there's even certified reflexologists and acupressure practitioners. So it's very important that whoever calls in, that they ask specifically for what they need. So if they want liposage, yeah, they definitely should ask for that. Or if they wanted the lymphatic drainage, they should ask for that, because each practitioner has different skills, and we just want to make sure the client is happy and they're matched up with the practitioner that meets their needs.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to definitely make sure I ask for Robert, because
thank you.
He's the one that first started doing the liposage here under my request.
Oh, my. I definitely want to get Robert.
I've also added a couple of ooey's to the liposage as well. I always have to sprinkle a little orthopedics in there. So.
Oh, so do tell. What did you add?
Well, most people come in, most of the women come in, they started working out, so, they want to do that, the lymphatic drainage, the working out, the liposage. So your body's going through a little, athletic stress. So when they come in, I'm a little stretching. I might do some something called longitudinal stripping, which I actually strip the muscle of say trigger points and just say some lactic acid or just some interstitial fluid that's stuck around congestion. So I sprinkle a little of that on. I sprinkle a little of that on a lot of things: acupressure, reflexology, liposuction. It just gets to be done. I can't get away from it.
Oh well, I don't get away from it. Sprinkle on. I mean, I want the full treatment. Go ahead. I'm sorry, doctor.
Yeah, no, what's interesting about what Robert was saying, how he sprinkles different things in, I too like to combine things, because when you meet with a client, you're learning so much about them and about their particular problems. And also when we touch a client, we'll feel certain things with our hands and we'll say, well, you know, we might need to work on a particular muscle or ligament too. And even when I do other treatments that might not be liposuction, but like acupressure or Reiki, I'll just talk to the client and say, well, you know, I think you need to do some lymphatic here. Would you like me to include this with your treatment? Or I think you need a little energy work or acupressure or trigger point therapy.
Wow. And you can feel that with your hands. You can tell that, I mean, well, I guess you can because you're trained to know this.
Yeah,
and you make that suggestion to people too that they may benefit from doing something else or add something else to it.
Right, that's right. Because you know, with a trigger point therapy, for instance, there might be extremely tight tissues that we need to work on, or we might notice trapped energy based on Reiki therapy. So we may mention to them about doing the Reiki energy work.
Wow. Now, our next one's going to be something that I love. I love anyone to do things to the face. Facial detox massage.
Okay. Well,
I'm a big massage, facial massage person. Tell us about that, doctor.
Okay. Did you receive that here as of yet?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Oh, for you. Okay. Well, this is a technique that I decided to create here at the Institute primarily for the massage therapists and nurses because clients are asking us to do work on their face.
Okay.
And although we're not estheticians, we still are licensed healthcare practitioners and can do massage techniques and acupressure on the face. So what I did is I sat down again and did some research on the acupressure points in the face. Again, the lymphatic system in the face, so we combine things together to drain inflammation. And then I researched products that we can apply to the skin to help pull toxins out of the skin and then create a more brilliant appearance.
Okay, so if someone's suffering from, like, sun damage, I guess someone who wants to address wrinkles, darkness on the face or any other type of skin face ailment. How do you attack that, especially the sun damage? Because the sun damage is a big one. A lot of people have sun damage.
Well, with the sun damage, we're looking typically on using products that have fruits in it because we find that fruit products help balance the complexion and help heal it as well.
And what is fruit? Well, you know, I read that somewhere. That fruit, is it the acidic part of the fruit that helps?
Well, there's parts of it that actually have lightening capabilities to it, like lemon and oranges to a certain amount. And then it has an astringent property that helps take away impurities from the skin. And then there's antioxidants in the fruits that also heal the skin.
Well, I'm going to continue our conversation with Dr. Goldston and Robert White in just a moment. We're going to take a short break. And on the other side, we're going to actually talk about cures or relief for natural cures for arthritis treatment. We're going to also talk about stress because stress can affect your body as well. And we're going to also talk about the body wrap and hypnotherapy. I invite you to continue to listen. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Beauty Files with Juanita. We are talking about spring cleaning or winter cleaning for our body and our mind. And I left off with Dr. Goldston and Robert White. We were talking about facial detox massage. The next wonderful thing that we're going to discuss is, I have so many to ask. I'm going to do the one about natural treatment for stress, because on the break, Dr. Goldstein and I, we were talking about, how stress plays an important role or a major role in a lot of our ailments. And we don't even believe that now. We don't even understand that that could actually happen to our bodies. But when you're stressed, it does affect other things in the body. And Dr. Goldstein is going to talk about the natural treatments for stress. So before we get to that, define symptoms of stress. Like when you see someone come in and they say, oh, I'm so stressed out, this economy, my car, I lost my job. Define stress in your practice.
Well, what's interesting about stress and how our clients present it to us, if they typically come in and talk about a physical ailment first. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the stressful moments become revealed, where they'll say they're fighting with their spouse or they have stress at work. So it's interesting. It comes in as a secondary measure. Or they may talk about, well, my neck hurts or my back hurts. And all of a sudden, the stress and the emotional issues become revealed. And then we can focus on the stress as well.
Okay. And what are some of the natural treatments that you use or you do to treat stress? Like if you have complaints about someone comes in and they've had an anxiety or panic or phobia or even depression. I mean, what are some of the natural treatments that you provide?
Well, what we typically do if that is their primary focus, we suggest that they come in for a natural health care exam first, and then we evaluate their bodies based on natural therapies to see what their body is trying to tell us, because we're like healthcare detectives trying to determine where the imbalances are. And we find that perhaps they may need to filter the liver or filter the kidneys, because when we focus on anxiety and depression, it's not all about the mind. It's also about the physical. And so we'll evaluate, determine what systems need to be paid attention to, and then we'll check into seeing what natural remedy is good for the emotions. And let's say it is depression. Mm-hmm. There's a single homeopathic remedy that tests very well for a lot of clients related to depression, because a lot of people worry. And
right.
The homeopathic related to that is called Aurum Metallicum. And Aurum Metallicum, it helps heal and balance the brain. But lo and behold, when it's healing and balancing the brain, toxins are released from the tissue sites of the brain through the healing process, through the normal byproducts of metabolism. And then it gets put into the bloodstream, and thereby having to be released through the kidneys, and of course filtered through the liver prior to that. So it's very important to help heal the whole body and filter the whole body at the same time.
Wow. Now, is that the same as a detoxification process too? I mean, when you talk about that, like you have a detoxification and weight management I mean, I know the weight doesn't have anything to do, well, some weight does have something to do with stress, but is that the same process? You detoxing the brain and the mind and the body?
That's absolutely right. It's just perhaps a different way of detoxifying.
Right.
But there are homeopathics that we use to detoxify the body. And, for instance, we're talking about homeopathics. It's also very, very important that the client consult with their practitioner. Some people dabble in it and they buy something that's really not right for them.
Right.
And they may have some side effects or detox too quickly. So, for instance, that Aura Metallica might be good for one person but not for another. And if they don't use it with a detoxification remedy, then it may not work for them. And they say, well, that's not right for me. Well, maybe
right.
It's because they didn't meet with that practitioner to really see the big picture and see everything that needs to be focused on at the same time, because our body is a unit. and we cannot ignore all the parts of the unit.
And do you come up with the prescription or the mixture? If someone comes in and you recommend them, well, you need to take this, and then someone there, I think the last time we talked, they can actually mix it up for you and have it for you there.
Well, we do, through my research, I have a homeopathic pharmacy that mixes it. We don't do the mixing here.
Yeah, okay.
We have specialized formulas that I've done research on and created. And we have hundreds of formulas that have already been created also through homeopathic professional companies.
Okay. Now, there's a procedure you just talked about. Is that the same as neural therapy?
The procedure, were you referring to the exam or what procedure?
The detox of the and I don't want to mess up the name, but you gave me an ingredient and I can't remember what you said.
The aromatalicum?
Yeah, right. That is that the
yeah,
same?
That's a single homeopathic remedy. Neural therapy is a different method altogether, where we're doing acupressure to see where there are weaknesses in the body based on sensitivities. Or acupressure or needles that with small hypodermic needles applied to different areas for healing purposes and also for stress and also for pain. The neural therapy with needles has to be done by any of the licensed nurses on staff, but others can do the neural therapy through acupressure that are bodywork practitioners.
Oh, okay. So the needles that you're talking about, is that really painful?
Oh, you feel a little prick, but it's not too bad.
Is that the same as the needles that you put on your body? I can't even think of it right now. I just drew a blank that fast. Because my mom went and got it done, and I can't think of what it was.
Acupuncture?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, God. Acupuncture. Is that the same process?
It's similar. It's parallel. For instance, acupuncture needles are very small and thin, but they're solid. Hypodermic needles, typically with neural therapy, we use needles that are in the shorter ranges, although there are acupuncture needles that are shorter. We use half-inch needles in neural therapy. But with the neural therapy, the hypodermic needle is hollow versus an acupuncture needle, which is solid. And my particular personal theory is that because the hypodermic needle is hollow, that negative energy and high millivolts on the nerve are able to be escaped through that particular needle.
Okay, because I know a lot of people are thinking about getting acupressure or acupuncture, but I know that some people wanted to know I definitely wanted to know the difference between the two and the pain factor, because my mom, she went and got acupuncture, and she said she didn't feel anything. She said it was great.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, it worked fabulous for her.
You know, it depends on the area of the body that you're treating. There's some areas that are more sensitive than others. And with the hypodermic needle, it's still in the same gauge range as many acupuncture needles. And the gauge is the width of the needle, although there are acupuncture needles that are thinner. But typically a client will feel like a little prick with the hypodermic needle. But it's very quick. And I joke with my clients, you know, because I'm a nurse also, I gave injections for many years on a surgical ward, so I'm pretty fast with a needle.
Oh, my God. And now, another avenue that I want to talk about, because we are talking about cleansing the body as well, the colon hydrotherapy. Now, is that the same as a colonoscopy?
No. A colonoscopy is a test where they're looking at the colon. Colon hydrotherapy is when the practitioners enter filtered water into the colon to cleanse the large intestine.
Oh. Oh. Does it hurt? Is it painful? Do you have to be put out? Do you have to wear, get a local, or is it just uncomfortable? Is it?
No, it typically you lay on a table, and the warm water enters in through your colon, and you just feel the warmth of the water, and then you release like you're having a normal bowel movement through the treatment. Sometimes some clients might feel some cramping, but you can always slow the water down. But typically there's not anything really adverse that could happen.
And why do we need this?
To release toxins from the body, also for people that may have constipation or colon disorders.
Oh, okay. Wow. And is that would that be considered the same as your steam aromatherapy treatments as well, or is that something different? I mean, I know you're not going into the colon for the steam aromatherapy, but is it the same concept? You're releasing stuff, you're getting rid of stuff on the skin?
Well, Robert's going to comment on
that. Well, when you said the steam, I guess you're referring to one of our premier services, the Steamy Wonder, which is our steam tent that you lay on a table, and you can add aromatherapy to that as well.
Oh.
And it does open the pores, and it does have you release toxins through the normal sweating process. And you're only in there about 15 to 20 minutes, so... After that, you again feel like you're walking on air. So yes, toxins, and it will help start a process. You may even want to go and have a bowel movement afterwards.
It does help cleanse and detoxify the lymphatic system through the steam treatment, but it's not cleansing the colon like the colonic is. So it is similar, but different.
Similar, but not the same. But it's still... All this is still cleansing the body of toxins.
That's right.
That was the point that I was trying. I didn't mean to imply that the colon was the same as the steam, because I know this is totally different. But the same premise, as far as everything is cleansing the skin through different procedures. You also have something one of my favorites. I haven't had it there, but I do like it. It's the herbal body wraps. And I think those are a wonderful, wonderful thing to do to your body, because it really does improve the skin elasticity. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. It cleanses and detoxifies also. And there's different solutions in the body wraps that help cleanse. For instance, there's aloe vera and sometimes red clover. Sometimes there's clay. It all depends on, what product the practitioner's using, but it's all very detoxifying. It also helps the lymphatic system and even the liver.
Now, all these procedures, the prices range from, $90, $80,
$90? It depends on the treatment, but we have some half-hour treatments that are in the $45 to $50 range, and then hour treatments that are anywhere between $75 to $95. So it depends on which therapy it might be.
And I just got a question. What is the natural arthritis treatment? What does that entail?
If you're referring to by-mouth treatment, there are homeopathic combination remedies as well as single remedies. I also have my own pain cream. It's called Dr. G's Pain Cream, which is good for arthritis.
That's what I want to talk about, Dr. G's cream.
Yes, okay. Very good.
Yeah, tell me about that, Dr. G.
That's another formula that I created through research specifically for pain, inflammation, and healing of the soft tissues.
And does that work in the same, I guess, you just massage it in, or is it the same way as you do your cellulite ointment, you massage it in, or should you have
Well, the Dr. G's cream, it's very, very smooth. It has a base of almond oil in it. And by the way, almonds are not nuts. People think, I can't use this because it's a nut. Well, almonds actually is a seed, and it's in the cherry tree family. And with this particular cream, I sat down again to do research because I wanted to heal the body, not just to cover up pain like taking a Tylenol.
Right.
But I have inflammation remedies in here, remedies that help reduce pain, promote circulation, ones that help with stiffness of the tissues, and remedies that actually help pain all the way down to the bone.
Wow.
And it was just a formula I felt like I needed to do. Once again, the clients were coming to me, I hurt, and I'm using this arnica from the health food store, and it's okay, but I want something stronger.
Yeah.
And the way I feel about it is when I start to hear something repetitively from a client, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, somebody's telling me I got to do something about this.
Yeah, and do you hear also from clients that, you know, a lot of people don't like taking medicine, or they don't like taking aspirin or Tylenol or Aleve or Naprosyn or Naproline or whatever. They don't want to take any of this stuff. They want something that's all natural. Do you get that too?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the main reasons people come to us, because they said they're either tired of taking the drugs or they don't want to take the drugs and they want some natural substitute. And see, this is a safe place to do that, because then we can help them select a natural treatment plan that will be compatible for their particular body. And, you know, it's not that we're against conventional medicine. I started in that arena as a nurse in the 1970s, and sometimes, you know, we might need to take a conventional drug. But let's try to do something natural so it can support the body and, you know, it'll be a little safer.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because I do have some friends who will not take aspirin. And you know, I will be the first to say, I'll pop a leave in a minute if I'm feeling pain. But, I know it's temporary, and that's what drives me crazy, is
right.
the fact that it's temporary. I want something that's going to be on a more of a permanent basis, instead of just
right.
every time I feel the pain, I'm going into the medicine cabinet to pick up a some type of Naprosyn or something just to get rid of pain or inflammation.
Well, see, with pain, that's information. Your body's giving you information. It's giving us as practitioners information. And it's it helps us become detectives to determine what is causing that pain so we can
right.
heal the areas of pain. And
right.
I'd like Robert to comment on that, because this is one of the big components of what he gets into with clients. They come in with some kind of pain, a lot of times with the neck and shoulders.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, there you go. There goes the magic, because I do have a shoulder issue.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert also is going to give us a little treat, too, but I want Robert to tell us, answer that question from Dr. Golston.
Yeah, a lot of times, like Dr. Golston said, a lot of people come in and they have pain. The pain, one gentleman told me a long time ago, and it was a very interesting statement he said. He says, can you cure that pain you can't explain? I said, yes, sir. No, I can't say I can cure it. And what that is that people really don't know, have the skill set, of course, to really approach some certain pains they have. They can't reach them. They don't know how, you know, some pain is referred pain as well, from maybe a joint or even a nerve. So, you know, once again, once the client comes in, I do an intake, I ask specific questions, and I do a extensive background on them, and then I can create a line of treatment for them. But the pain could be arthritic pain from the joint. It could be muscle strain. It could be an acute or a chronic injury that they keep getting from, say, sports, or even sewing, or even typing, carpal tunnel. So a lot of things can happen. Today I happened to just see two people who didn't even tell me until they got on the table that they had TMJ. Well, I deal with TMJ too, and that's just very simple. But, you know, a little thing like that, where people think that, you know, it can't be helped, come to Washington Institute. We're always willing to try.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, because, there are people that are still out there that, you know, especially, old school people that don't even believe in, the whole natural, no, I'm going to my doctor and he's going to give me a pill. But it's like, you really should try something that's a little bit more natural medicine-y, if you will, as opposed to just automatically deciding that you're just going to get a prescription and just pop a pill. I'm a firm believer in that. And you have a treat for our listening audience, too, don't you, Robert?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah. Well, your
listeners, do tell.
Listeners out there, what I will do is the first 10 callers here at the Washington Institute, the first 10 callers, I'm not going to give the number yet, I'm going to tell you what you're going to get. The first 10 callers will receive 50% off of a 3-pack of the the treatments that I offer. Now, every treatment I offer, I do offer a package. So the package is three sessions, 3 one-hour sessions of what I do. That could be acupressure, reflexology, liposage, orthopedic massage, myoskeletal alignment, lymphatic drainage. So they will get a 50% off fee of the services that I offer of a three pack. So you got to order a free pack. And I'm going to give you the number now. Get a pen.
Okay.
Our number is 202-237-7681. Once again, that's 202-237-7681. Just tell the desk that you want to RSVP for Robert's special. I will get back with you because the secretary right now don't even know what's going on. But I will get back with you. You leave your name, your number, and your email, and I will return your call.
And that is a three, and you specified the three package. What is that exactly? Tell, you know, so does that like a liposage, a massage, and this, or something? Say what that is one more time.
Okay, the three pack. It will be a three 1 hour sessions of any treatment that I give. It's just one modality. So if you want a three pack of liposage, a three pack of myoskeletal alignment, manual therapy, a three pack of orthopedic massage, a three pack drainage, whatever you want a three pack of, usually it's a three pack. As a fee for a three pack, you will get it at 50%.
Wow. That is, yeah, you need to go and tell your assist that, because that is fantastic. And in case you didn't hear, Robert, or you didn't get it, it's 50% off. You know, we're talking about all the things that are going on as far as we not having any money or whatever. This is a fantastic opportunity to take advantage of Robert's treatments. And again, this is the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine. They're located on Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest. You can certainly go online and get the full address. And the phone number, again, it's 202-237-7681. Again, it's 202-237-7681. And take advantage of the liposage. I'm telling you, if you go online, you see the before and after. It's amazing. And all of this is done with natural homeopathic medicines and treatments. And Dr. Goldstein's wonderful cellulite ointment, which I am dying to try because the beach time is right around the corner. So, and if you resolve to be one of those people who decide that they are going to take advantage of cleansing the skin, treating the skin, making yourself feel better both outside and inside, I invite you to take advantage of Robert's offer and take advantage of going into the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine. Any last comments, Dr. Robert, before we go? Because we have about another, about 2 minutes.
Just that if anybody has any question whatsoever, they can feel free to call me or call Robert, and we'll be glad to, you know, head them in the right direction. I'd be glad to do a free phone consultation just to help a person understand, you know, exactly, you know, what we can do for them. Because some people are kind of curious. They think, well, I want to do natural health care, but right, I don't know what to do. They know they have aches and pains. They know they have a particular ailment, but they don't know where to start. Well, all I have to do is give me a call or give Robert a call. We'll be glad to speak to them, consult with them over the phone, and head them in the right direction.
That is fantastic that you would offer that. How many doctors offer that, people?
I don't think many.
No, I don't think any. And you, Robert, you have anything last thing to say?
No, just make sure you call us at 202. 7681, 50% off of all treatments that I give, 50% off of all three-pack treatments that I give, three-pack treatments. So you get to purchase a package of three, and you get 50% off. Our secretary is waiting for your call.
I love it. Guys, thank you so much for, well, I got another question, but I can't answer it now, so I'll forward it to you. I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk about all the wonderful things at the Washington Institute.
Well, thank you for having us. We're glad to be with you.
I look forward to seeing you.
And I encourage you to continue to listen to the show. We're on Fridays at 4 p.m., every other Friday at 4 p.m. EST on bbsradio.com. I appreciate you listening. Next show, we're going to be talking with the folks from AARP to give you all the good stuff that AARP is doing as far as services and all the great deals that a person who is a member of AARP could definitely take advantage of. And we're going to also, if we do, do something totally different from the natural state. We're going to talk about the two new diet drugs that are hitting the market that are FDA approved, and going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of these new diet pills. So I encourage you to listen for that as well. Until then, thank you for listening to The Files. Take care. Bye-bye.